Elk Ranch. A panoramic view of the North Central Teton Range dominates the skyline. Mount Moran is almost dead ahead, with the Skillet Glacier shining white on its flank. To the left is the Grand Teton, the tallest mountain in the range. A grassy meadow is in the foreground, and trees covering the Burned Ridge Moraine and lining the Snake River are in the middle ground. The 36-by-24-inch sign has text across the top, with a historic image in the background. The image is of a cattle drive. A cowboy on a horse is escorting a herd of Hereford cattle, white-faced and orange-brown bodies. The man is on a dark-colored horse, dressed in traditional cowboy garb, dungarees, boots, long-sleeved shirt, dark-colored cowboy hat. Behind them is a buck and rail fence, which is log pole fence with grass and a sagebrush meadow. Beyond the meadow, the Teton Range towers above the terraces of the Snake River. The sign reads, "Cattle King of Wyoming. Ranchers cultivated the fields surrounding you for cattle and horse grazing. The Elk Ranch, once located here, was the largest cattle ranch in Jackson Hole. In 1914, cattle rancher Josiah David Farron, nicknamed Uncle Cy, secured a lucrative contract to supply beef to the Reclamation Service crews building the Jackson Lake Dam. By 1920, Farron had up to 2,000 cattle, an empire earning him the nickname Cattle King of Wyoming. After struggling during an agricultural depression in the 1920s, Farron sold his ranch to John D. Rockefeller Jr.'s Snake River Land Company. The land company later donated 35,000 acres of land to expand Grand Teton National Park in 1949. Caption: A wrangler driving cattle at the Elk Ranch.